Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
For those that missed it, Friday night, the Western Derby, Panthers, Eels, what a game, probably game of the season. 22-20, the Eels prevailed, and we are joined on the line now by their coach, Brad Arthur. G'day, BA.
Afternoon, boys. How we going?
Fantastic, mate. You must have loved that win. I saw some footage of you standing outside the dressing room, and it was, you know, it would have been hard not to show your emotions after the effort that your players put in.
Yeah, Gordy, we challenged the boys during the week. You know, we're very disappointed in the lack of competing that we did when we were away in Darwin against the Cowboys. You know, no disrespect to them, but you know, we just didn't compete hard at every contest. And the team that we were playing, we knew that, you know, every contest is a big competition, and you know, we competed really hard, and we won probably more than 50% of those, which I reckon was the telling factor in the result.
How much confidence do you take out of it, BA, in terms of the big end-of-season games? Down the track, we come to September, and you've knocked off Penrith, who hadn't lost a game at home for 21 consecutive matches, and then you've also beaten Melbourne away.
I reckon, last year, you know, Melbourne won that 20-game winning streak, and, you know, we won that big game in both games against Penrith last year. We come down to the 80th minute, and it was 2 points. We've beaten them away this year, and Melbourne away. So I feel like we can, you know, when we can hunt teams and go after teams and we're playing those big games, you know, I feel like we've got that bit, you know, where it can be a 50-50. You know, if we compete well, we can win the game, or we might get beat by a couple. But it's the games in between that and making sure we come with that desire and attitude all the time. You know, when we're the team that's a bit hunted, you know, we've got to be the team that's going after each result every week. So I think that's the bit for us until we get into that level or category of where Penrith and Melbourne Storm are at. Until we can do that week in, week out, you know, we're going to be, you know, just missing.
Yeah, Brad, why is that? Because I sit on the couch with a Parramatta legend in Hindy, and then I was at school sport yesterday, and Parramatta fans go, we can beat anybody on our day. And when no one expects us to win, that's when we're at our best. Is that something that you guys have to address?
Yeah, look, it's something that we're talking about. It's not taking for granted, you know, the opportunities that we've been given, and, you know, and we've got to make sure that we're treating ourselves and our team with the level of respect each week with how we go about when we turn up on game day. You know, like every game in the NRL is a tough game if you want to make it, and some of it, the games you can make harder than they need to be. But it's just when we play those teams that we really know that we have to be at our best and get right up for the occasion, we're really good. And it's just those games where, you know, at the moment where we've got to make sure we're finding our best each week and making sure we're respecting ourselves enough to go after the contest hard.
But the good news, Brad, is that those games where you do just have that off night and your minds aren't quite there, they're getting fewer and far between, aren't they?
Yeah, Kenny, they are. And, you know, like in, even Cronulla this year and the West Tigers, we still at the 80th minute. Like, if the games go for 79 minutes and 30 seconds, you know, we've won both of those games. So, they are fewer between, but still, if, you know, until we get to that category and that, or that stage of our footy, we can't, you know, put ourselves in the same category as the Melbourne Storm and the Penrith Panthers.
And we had the incident on the week, on the Friday night in the game, where the kick-out dropped ball. Can you believe mistakes like that can still be missed in the modern game?
I thought it was pretty obvious one. The ref actually had the whistle in his mouth and he was about to blow it. So I'm not sure what communication he had from the touch judge, but it was pretty obvious. But the good learning for us was that, you know, when we come in at half time, it wasn't mentioned. The boys didn't talk about it. Whereas maybe, you know, in the past we would have worried and dwelled on it and, you know, felt sorry for ourselves, but we didn't. We just talked about, you know, that what we talked about was our response to it and playing the whistle, and we still had an opportunity to shut it down at the end, and we didn't. So that was the pleasing thing for me, was that they talked about, you know, not winning that contest right at the death instead of worrying about, you know, an error that might have been made by the referee.
BA, on a positive note, you must have loved the reaction from your co-skipper, Clint Gutherson, when Ryan Madison put the shimmy, shimmy, whoosh on and went over for that crucial try in the second half.
Yeah, Gutho, you know, he's one of those blokes I can rely on each week and to turn up ready to play regardless of who or where or when we're playing. And, you know, it's just reward for him, you know, because he doesn't always get those big plays. He's more around the effort-based stuff. And you see him, we put in a nice kick from dummy half and chased in the first half and forced a repeat set, and we scored on the next play. You know, so he's one of those blokes that does compete every contest, and you know, it was a nice reward for him to come up a nice play, which, you know, put us in front.
Hey Brad, I live in Queensland, and we really look forward to Magic Round. I think Saturday sold out the Fox Day. It's amazing. What do the players and the people in New South Wales think, mate? What do you think about it?
Yeah, well, already the boys straight after the game, you know, we had the weekend off, which is good. We haven't had any time off lately, but they straight away, they turned their focus to this weekend. But the excitement around it, you know, we had an exciting time up there last year playing the Warriors in a day game. I think, you know, we're a 4 o'clock game again this week. So, you know, so then we're playing against a really good team. So it's exciting, you know, a lot of fans, whether they're your own fans, but just the atmosphere at the ground. You know, that's what footy's all about, and you know, it's a big week and another big week for us.
It's been a tough week for you too, Brad, the past week. It must be nice to just put that full stop on it with a win like that over Penrith and just get that all behind you now.
Yeah, and it's credit to the group that, you know, we are getting stronger, Kenny, you know, like as a club and team, and we're getting a bit of a backbone, because things like that don't worry us anymore and we can move past it. And our preparation into the week was poor. You know, like we had five blokes that were crook and didn't train all week, and we had two blokes, you know, one of them was Mitchell, who managed to get a couple of sets out with us on captain's run, and that was it. So we had seven out of our starting, you know, of our 17 players that hardly trained at all during the week. So our preparation was low, but you know, we got there and we knew what we needed to do. So that's, you know, a credit to the boys as well.
That's a real sign of a team that's maturing, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what? Well, I need to see that again this week, and it doesn't mean we'll win every week, but I need to see that competing every week, and then, you know, and then I'll be convinced that we are maturing to a good enough standard, you know, to be there at the end of the year.
Well, Magic Round, Suncorp Stadium, you're taking on the Roosters Sunday afternoon, and Gordy, I imagine the coach might be a bit happy that they've got, you know, one of the later games in the weekend, so there's less chance of mischief. I reckon the players would be a bit disappointed though, BA.
Yeah, they're probably a lot of players that they game. You caught me out there.
Hey, mate, listen, hey, BA, you are welcome because Heine and Fletcher taking over a pub, mate, in the city on Saturday, so after your game, just pop on in, mate.
Yeah, we're probably lucky then that we're playing Sunday and we get straight on the plane to get out of there.
Oh, yeah. Mate, to the airport, Brad Arthur, the coach of the Eels, an amazing game of the season for mine on Friday night, 22-20 over the Penrith Panthers. BA, we appreciate your time. Go well in Magic Round.
No, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.